All right. I can barely see the screen. I'm sorry.
It says he's on there. But you better get him to respond.
Congresswoman Revard?
Okay, there you go. All right, thank you, sir.
I am present, ready to go.
All right, good deal. Okay, thank you. I'd like to call the appropriations meeting back to order. It is 1:02. And we were in the discussion of legislation filed by Speaker Pratt. I think I hear her as well. Okay, so let's continue discussing ONCA 21-49. Congresswoman or Speaker Pratt, is there anything you want to start off with since recess, or Assistant Chief? Okay. All right, any other members of the Appropriations Committee or Congress on the line? Go ahead. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. So this is just a quick comment, and it was just to kind of clarify, because I had a conversation with Congresswoman Stabler a little earlier, and I guess, so I did ask earlier, like, what are the rules moving forward? A year from now, we have elections, and what if the plans, I guess I just want to know more, and I don't know who has the answer for that. In a year from now, if people are no longer in, whether it's congressional, executive, in those seats, if the vision is not the same, I guess, how will that look? And then two, moving forward with spending the free dollars that we're getting, what is the outcome for tribal distribution moving forward? So if we build $108 million worth of structures, what is the tribal dollar amount that the next Congress will need to appropriate to maintain or staff? When we're talking about employee salaries, fringe and benefit, what does that look like? I'll let Assistant Chief answer.
Chair. Yes, go ahead, Assistant Chief. You'll probably need a microphone.
And then I just have one other quick comment, I guess, for Assistant Chief, but so I heard the list of projects moving forward. I keep hearing, and I had heard last week that these free dollars were going to be used for the Gray Horse Senior Housing. And as you all know, everyone feels like senior housing should be a priority. We keep saying that, but right now, to date, the only senior housing that we have is here in Pawhuska, and I don't remember when that was built. Does anyone else? Are we talking 20 years ago?
No.
25 years ago?
No, it was about 20 years
about
ago.
Over 20 years ago is kind of what I've been hearing. And so we had a list of things that was mentioned this morning in opening remarks. So are you all going to use these dollars to also include senior housing in Hominy and Skytook, because we saw the article that senior housing was a priority or was going to be made, done across the reservation. And so I wanted to know more about that.
I spoke with Chief in detail about where we stand. And I think this, the first thing I want to say is that everything is in draft form at this point. no contracts have been signed for anything. We are still in the vetting process. We are planning based on what we believe, but I'm pretty sure we have not received a green light on any specific project yet. And I don't know how soon that's going to happen. Each idea has been kind of drafted out. I can tell you that senior housing in Hominy and Gray Horse have been discussed. I'm sorry, not Gray Horse, Fairfax have been discussed. I think some of the Fairfax is actually public knowledge because of land acquisition and other things. But we aren't that far along in the process of making final decisions at this point.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. I do, in Kahika's comments that were sent out to us, he does mention the Hominy Senior Housing Project.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Staley.
So that's good. Like you said, though, it's no commitment. It's just talk right now, you know. Well, there's been a lot of talk. And so we know that some of the projects now have fallen off. Okay, they didn't qualify for some reason, I guess. So they're not there. So that's some, but that's kind of that wave we're on right now. Is does this qualify? Does that qualify? Where would it go? How many would there be? You know, and so I think that that's the main thing, is we just feel like there needs to be some involvement as far as understanding what path we're on. Because just like Congressman Goodfox said, you know, in a year, things could be completely different. So is there a commitment to these projects? Once those commitments, once the plans are drafted, if different people come in, then can they do whatever they want instead when they get here?
Are you speaking to the point made by Congresswoman Goodfox?
Mm-hmm.
I think that depends entirely upon, and this is just legal optics, okay? If you were to ask me, and this is my personal opinion, not necessarily the position of the administration, if you were to ask me, it really depends on how much Congress gets involved in it. The permanence of these projects, I don't think, or continuity between administrations or Congresses, for that matter, we can speculate a lot about what that might be like. But I do think there's probably a change in the amount of speculation, depending on whether things are in law or whether it's an executive decision. What we have been going forward in the same fashion that we went forward, although more deliberately, because we have time, we've been going forward in the same fashion as we did the first time around with the COVID funds. And that's how we are proceeding, in very much the same fashion. We're flying a little bit blind because obviously Congress is here to try to decide what part, if any, they wish to take in it and how that looks in law and practice. So, in speaking with Chief before I came back here, our discussion centered around what's Congress going to decide to do. And then, and I don't know how many options are available to you. Obviously, the bill is one, and there may be other options available to the Congress for participation. I'm a little bit hard-pressed to figure out exactly what that looks like at this point. So our approach is we're going to keep going on the path we're on, and when we see something solid from Congress, something we can fully understand that has, you know, substance and that we can react to, we'll react. I'm sorry I can't give you more than that, but I don't think it's fair to expect us to have more of an idea of what to do after Congress does what it's going to do, when Congress doesn't know what it's going to do. So we're kind of in a wait-and-see mode. I think that's fair.
Okay, thank you, Assistant Chief. Congresswoman Stabler?
Yeah, I just want to respond to that. I think that the COVID is a good example of what we're talking about. We were for the projects. It was fast and dirty, and we got that, and we thought that was okay. Because it was a limited amount of money, and there was a limited amount of projects. But what happened was, of course, in the fall, executive brought $1 million budget to sustain one of those projects. And so now we had to realize there's going to have to be adjustments, and we're still in that path of there's only so much money right now. So we don't want to turn our backs on any opportunity to perform or to move ahead, but we have to, Congress has to also worry about what the impact is on the tribal dollars in the end. And so that's one of the things that's in my mind. And today is about this. It's about just discussing it, getting it down the table, coming together as a body, because we have to come to session to come together as a body to discuss these things. So I think this is definite work we need to do. And you're right, we're not completely sure of what the outcome is. If it's a fast thing and we got to do it, I'm going to go for it. But maybe along the line, as we discuss this, I might change my opinion of it and be willing to, you know, to look at some different or some alternative. But right now, I just see a lot of, and I'm sure that's how you all feel too. There's a lot of ideas going out the door and not sure on what's being settled for at this time. But at some point here, pretty soon, you have to. Because I know there's going to be a deadline, at least on the scopes, at least to be able to say, here's our list. You know, this is what we're going for so that, you can start working on the allocation. Because you do have months and months of planning that has to be done. Architects have to be involved. Engineers have to be involved. And so at some point, some work has to start. So I'm still of the mind that Congress needs a role here. And for that and for all the work, too, a commitment, somehow to commit this money so that the plan moves forward. You know, that we did the strategic plan for the campus, the master plan, back in 07, I think, started it right then, everything, you know. Well, we don't even know where the 07 plan is now. I mean, you know, second speaker keeps saying, bring it down here so we can look at it again. Because there's been a lot that's happened since then that haven't necessarily followed that plan. We've got a strategic plan that also has a menu of items that people would like to see. I think that's probably the best reference we have as how this should move forward. And because we have time this time, we have some time, not a lot of time, but we have some time to say, this is where we need to pick from, this is what we need to do, here's the opinions, and to know that everybody's moving forward with a plan that the people want to see. So, can't think of anything else I talked about earlier, wanted to mention, so I think I'm done right now.
Okay, thank you. And just quickly, and then Congresswoman Goodfox, that was something that I wanted to, that came to mind too, Congresswoman Stabler, was that I think we've all been here long enough to know that we've paid for many plans. We've been out in the communities and asked for people's input. In fact, we're doing that now, I guess, with the museum expansion. And we're also doing it, it sounds like, with the Terra through the Minerals Council. And personally, I enjoy the community input and things of that nature. And I think when we had the CARES money last time, there was a survey that was sent out asking the people what is it that they would want. But I'm thinking through this, and I agree with Congresswoman Stabler in that I would like some type of commitment, but what that looks like, I don't know. Because, you know, it's a reality that we're getting ready to have elections, and I would just hate that we tell our people we're going to commit to spend this money on these projects, and then we get a new chief and an assistant chief and new members of Congress, and all of a sudden that shifts. We've seen that year or administration after administration, And then all the money you've spent has been put back here. Another something I'm keeping in mind is that we do not have a treasurer at this time. We do not have a controller at this time. Our FY20 audit isn't complete. So, of course, those are executive functions, and I'm aware, very well aware of that. But at the same time, I want to work with all branches, and including the Minerals Council, on all issues that affect our people, because it's a positive way to do business. It's effective. And I want to keep open communication between the branches as we move forward and do things. But I understand our roles. And I also understand that we have these rulings that have said you can't tell the executive branch how to operate. I sat over at the executive branch. I know how that works, or how that could be interpreted. So what does this look like? I still don't know. I would love to sit here and say, bring it down, project by project. I would love to do that, because to me that makes sense and it's good business. But is it against the law? I don't know. I don't know how that would be interpreted. I also don't know what would be wrong with doing so. To say we're going to commit these dollars for this plan. I'm looking at Kaihika's list of things that he would like to be done, and most of them I totally agree with, but there's one that's missing. I would like to see the infrastructure be taken care of on our Osage Agency campus, and just as well as the villages. I think this is the prime time to fix the infrastructure as it relates to our water and sewer issues in our villages and our campus. And I think I'm definitely supporting the PRT. We all know that. Transitional living. But I've also heard of other projects that I wouldn't prioritize. Is that in this wheelhouse? I don't know. So I'm going to look for the senior Congress folks and Trey to help guide that along. So anyway, go ahead, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Well, I think that there's a fine line between our ruling and getting into the weeds of what executive has the power to do, what they're planning to do. But Congresswoman Stabler hit on it earlier, and that is at some point, 1 or 2 or 3 years from now, this body will absolutely have a place at the table, and that's going to be appropriating tribal dollars to help with whether it's salaries or building upkeep, etc. And so I think that we need to be smart about this. What it has been our, we need to look at things like what has our dollar amount been over the course of 5 years that we have had to appropriate, and then how much have we had in the general treasury at our lowest time? And do we have the money to sustain moving forward, given what we have had in our appropriation for the highest amount? Do we have the money to sustain? Because Congresswoman Stabler mentioned, and I think that we all knew that a tribal dollar amount was coming with the meat processing plant. But, look at that time, depending on what's on your all's list, do we times that by 3, 4? 5? I don't know. I don't think that anyone here knows that. So, I'm concerned about it. I need to know. So that's my last comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair Rebar.
Congressman Keene, and then Congressman Tillman.
I guess I'm a bit confused by the confusion. So to me, if we pass this bill, executive would then have a list of projects with an estimate. we would then appropriate a bill to a project that would pay for that. What am I missing here as far as process? Wouldn't that be the process for it? Like, you present the project, we would appropriate the funds to pay for said project. So I'm a bit confused by, like I said, the confusion from others. If anyone could just, I guess, enlighten me a bit. I'm just trying to understand. Thank you.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Chair Rivard, and good afternoon to everyone, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, and Assistant Chief. I'm glad you're here. It's a tough spot to be in, but it can also be a good spot with what we're looking at. And I just want to reflect back to the last time that we received the COVID money, CARES money. And if we can all remember that, it was a time of really mass confusion for everyone. People were dying, and we were afraid. If you caught COVID, you thought you could potentially die from that. The casinos were closing. We were tapping into the permanent fund. We were meeting remotely. A lot of moving pieces were going forward with this, and it was a difficult time for not only Osages, all of Indian Country. I think one of the goals, Assistant Chief, right before we broke for lunch, you said, what is the goal of this session? But I think the goal may go back to that first CARES money that we received. We just feel like, and I'll just speak for myself, but we wanted to be included. I wanted to be included with the expenditures of this money. That's Congress just, hey, just give us the courtesy of invite us to the table. And I think all we got, and I'm not saying it's bad, but we were provided with a template of a format that we filled out how we thought and hoped it could go spending this money. And I know it has guidelines, and I know this other money has guidelines as well. And we want what's best for everyone. And looking at the Cherokee Nation, and I go back to what I think it was Congressman Keene was talking about this earlier, Cherokee Nation has already got a press release out. They received $1.8 billion. And they are giving every Cherokee citizen a total of $2,000 in direct relief assistance. And they're doing that by $1,000 for the next 2 years. And they're doing some other things with it as well. So they've got it figured out, and they've got a list of what they've plan on doing to continue on with the mental health and wellness initiatives to help their citizens recover from the impacts of the global pandemic. So the other thing, I just want to say, they don't move unless they're sure. So if they have already got this figured out, surely we do too. I would hope that we do. Congress also has to realize that if we're involved with spending this ARPA money, that we're also on the hook with the regulations and the guidelines. And I don't know if we've received our audit back yet from the COVID expenditures, if we spent it properly. Hopefully we did. But I know there was some sort of audit that was going to be done by the federal government. I'm sure there'll be an audit on this money as well. So those were just some of the comments that I had. And one question that I did have, when is the deadline for spending this money, this ARPA money, this new money? Is it 2024? Is that what I had read somewhere? Assistant Chief, do you know that?
That sounds right to me. It's very close.
Okay. Anyway, those are just some of the comments that I had. And I think all of us here today in this meeting, we want what's best for the nation moving forward, whether that's a new administration, new Congress, whatever. And it's the beginning phases of moving forward. But I think one of the goals that we had, Assistant Chief, when we broke for lunch, was just to be included, just to be included. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Congressman Keene?
Oh, no.
Okay. Any other committees? Committee members?
Yeah, my question earlier though, what that process I outlined, would that be how it goes? I'm just trying to forecast here if we pass this bill, where we would work with the executive, you'd send us a project, we then appropriate the money to pay for said project. Is there any other ambiguity to that or anything, if anyone has anything? Thank you.
Well, I don't know. I feel like if we pass or move this piece of legislation out of this committee, because this does one thing. It's just saying, you know, as Speaker and Trey commented, it's really about B on the non-tribal funds being received. They shall not be expended without an appropriation. So what does that look like? I don't know that we necessarily would, I don't know that that's gonna be amended or added into this bill, so I don't know what that looks like. Go ahead, Speaker.
Mr. Gill, can you come in here before I begin speaking? So you can confirm it for me. I'm gonna give him a couple of options of suggestions. He's asking, so it can look multiple ways. It can look like project by project. It can go, or it can say, we want all of it appropriated at once, and then we can appropriate it. So there's options, and that's beyond that. Beyond stopping the funds, then yeah, those are options of how it would be. That's typical. That's how we do everything else. We're holding the money sitting there, and for them to be able to expend it, then it needs to be appropriated. So if that's what this body is looking at, then then yeah, that's one way that it would look. Would you agree with that, Mr. Gill?
Yes, Madam Speaker. So if Congress changes the law, then you would be requiring appropriations, whether you do them, like she said, by project or by a lump sum. So that was what I was, one of the things I was getting at earlier is the Congress wanting to have that ability to appropriate this money, or is it that Congress just wants to have a say in how the money is appropriated in some sort of cooperation with the executive branch?
Thank you.
Speaker.
Chair.
So then, again, that's why it's up to this. I'm sitting here and I haven't heard anything said that I haven't been saying for a while and discussing with other members and the executive branch and expressing the concerns from different people. So I'm glad everybody's talking. So I'm glad everybody's trying to weigh in now and paying attention to it at this point, which was the purpose of this legislation, was to bring us to discuss it and say, what do you think? What does this look like? Some folks said we need to do it project by project. That's a lot. But then again, is it a lot? Because some folks wanted this to happen because they were concerned of some of the projects that they heard about. And I brought that to the chief's attention. And he said, absolutely not. That wasn't a part of it. Maybe that's a project that they're talking about, but it's not part of the rescue plan dollars project. And again, this is I don't know, this changes a lot. That's really the crappy part. If we were sitting here talking about $108 million arrived with more coming in, and that's just that money that came in all at once, there's still, there within the programs, there are several million dollars that have arrived for those programs alone. So that's still even more money. And then maybe 55-ish on the way. And then the other pockets that are specifically for certain types of things, whether it be healthcare or whatever. So it is a lot of money. It is. And so then we say, okay, well, we have time. Now it's 2024, because that was, it was about 8 months to spend the other money, but it wasn't as much money. So that's what other, you know, what folks are saying is that, you know, it's not as much money. I'm glad to hear even Congressman Walker have an opinion on it now at this point, because when he and I first spoke, I think he thought I was crazy. And so, because it sounds very busy in what's happening in the executive branch, but that's what we do, but it's typically an annual operating budget. So one thing we're gonna have to look at, not just in looking in these projects, whether they're sustainable, is that's part of it, but a lot of it is regarding infrastructure. But that's why, at the same time, we have to, in unison, be looking at the commerce, the economic development of this nation. And so we can pull out the Cherokee, great, and say, they've got it all figured out. I'm telling you, I don't know how they have it all figured out, because it's still in motion right now. I just got an alert today. The Department of the Treasury announced a 2-week extension for tribal governments to submit their request for payment. And, you know, the every week by week, the deadlines open up, then they move around. And like I said, the CARES dollars started out with like 4 bullet points. Here's a lot of money. Here's 4 bullet points to go by and go forth. Okay? That's scary. And if you mess it up, you have to pay it back. Okay, so that is very scary. Plus, the Cherokee have hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's nice that they're opening it up to, in the CARES dollars, we weren't quite sure that you're supposed to be opening it up just per capping it out. And nor do I think you're still not. I mean, thank God Biden was elected, because I would imagine that could very well be not a thing, not a go, if he wasn't. So it was a scary thing, but those bullet points grew and grew and grew weekly. They kept growing. Now you can do this, now you can do that. And that's why everybody kept an eye on it round the clock, to know what's popping up today, what's allowable today, and that's gonna continue to happen. And this right here, then within the 60-day period, tribes are gonna continue to weigh in nonstop. They're having consultations and hearing from tribes, because tribes are gonna start complaining. Tribes are gonna start saying that you all said you were gonna respect tribal sovereignty and give us the money because we know our communities. But now it's based off of certain things, and now there's going to have to be documentation. There's going to have to be things that show that this is a loss recovery. And I don't know that we can do that with a lot of things, because we had a pretty good year considering we were in the midst of COVID. So that's kind of put a damper on a lot of things. So I'm glad that everybody is weighing in, but what do we want this? That's the question, is our wheels are just spinning right now of what it's gonna look like, and how much do you all wanna be in here? How much do you wanna try to get in the weeds of what's happening? Or are we gonna say, okay, we sat here, we talked about it, and now we trust, as Chief mentioned, that we there's teams of folks looking at these things on a daily basis. So, I mean, that's the question. We can sit here and say, okay, never mind. And that's what I said from the get-go. I said, I could very well withdraw these pieces of legislation by the time it's all said and done, when we're ready to go. Because we can say, well, you know, never mind. We see what you're saying. We see this is pretty locked up by their requirements alone. Because it is. But we might be having a different conversation, and I could see all the concerns if this amount of money came in and said, okay, chief, do your thing, be chief, and take care of everything like we asked, because that's what tribes were asking for. But that's not what's happened. And so there's a lot that locks it up to begin with. Things still have to happen in a timely manner, even though the deadline it has been at least set from the get-go. They messed us up by not giving us a deadline, or giving us a deadline of 8 months before, and then not voting to extend that deadline until the deadline came. That was not good, because dollars were just being spent any kind of way, not any kind of way, but trying to add them into other projects, but find ways to spend them because you don't want to give them back. But it didn't allow for good planning, because they didn't tell us that the deadline would be extended to allow for that good planning. So a lot of little things, buy more masks, buy more, you know, those little zappers, those little whatever they are, COVID zapper things we got over here. And so things like that had to happen with the dollars that were left. So it didn't allow for good planning. But it's going to be a lot if we do lock it up in that manner. And we realize that. But so just how far do we want to go? Because they are already bound by a lot, and those things are going to continue to evolve as we go. Hopefully, I hope that those change after the next 60 days and are loosened a bit, but we don't know that. So that's the question. I would wonder, you know, I don't think that we would be allowed to sit on these task force, but this is back when we were in the middle of a lawsuit. I'm just looking at the Congress like, what do we want out of this? What do you want? What does everybody want? And we need to come to an agreement or a majority of what folks want it to look like. So do you all want weekly reporting? Do you want reporting? I mean, there's other ways to look at it about reporting for us to not get all into that as far as it being in law. And then before we went to lunch, where we were was talking about whether this is even constitutional. And so we looked to our legal counsel for answers. And whatever Trey says goes, according to some folks. And so that's the deal, but I worked with Trey on this legislation and discussed it. So is it constitutional in his opinion? And when he provides that opinion, whatever he says, if we don't like it, then we can just say we don't like it and keep going anyways. So then should we go straight to an attorney general opinion? Because guess what? When the attorney general's opinion comes, we don't have to agree with that either. And we can just keep going. And so depends how compelled someone feels one way or the other. But we can go back to, okay, again, I said I could withdraw, and let's talk about reporting. Get a commitment from the chief regarding reporting, regarding projects. That's an option. Or we can, as you mentioned, Congressman Keene, go project by project or amount by amount. So, but typically we could get a, like they do with the cap asset property improvement, and they have a list of items and say, this is what it's going to be for. And so, but I mean, that's one way we do things, but this is far more money than what that ever looks like.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. Congressman Walker.
Well, I'm going to make a motion to move this bill unless somebody else has something to say. And I will discuss after the motion's made. Motion to report item CA 2149 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
A motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call. Oh, discussion. I'm sorry. Discussion.
Okay, I have a comment. I'm not ready to move on this. I want to continue the discussion.
Any other
Chairwoman?
Yes, go ahead.
We can talk about this all day today, all day tomorrow, Wednesday, into next week, 10, even 13 days. My opinion is that this bill, it brings us to the table, which is what we've all said that we want. The minute that we go further, in my opinion, and start adding provisions in there where we're going to approve this, we're going to approve that, dollar amounts, project by project, we've gone too far, the chief's going to veto it. And maybe we override it, maybe we don't. This bill, to me, as it's written, there may be some questions to it. That's fine. We are a government. We are the voice of the people, you know, so to speak. And I believe that we are. There's 12 of us versus the office of the chiefs. This to me brings us to the table. If the chief wants to veto this, we will override it. If he doesn't like it, he can take us to the court. The minute we go further than this, I think we've gone too far and we start losing our power. This bill, as written, needs to be passed. It brings us to the table and it allows us to have a say, have a voice for the people. And I understand the argument about, well, if we're going to do this, what about the federal funds? Okay, yeah, fine and dandy. We're not talking about, you know, federal operating program funds. We're talking about $150 million, guys, girls. Let's pass this bill, send it to the chief. You sign it, great. If you don't, we're going to override your veto.
Okay, thank you. Hold on a sec. I got a question for Trey. Okay, thank you. So, since we're on discussion, I will, you know, since I've been here and been on the executive branch side, I see is that 1 year Congress will appropriate and authorize spending of federal dollars. Then the next year they don't. Since I've been down here, they've authorized the clinic to spend their federal dollars, but not the other federal grants. And then we recognize TASC in our projected revenue resolution, but yet not the expenditure side. So I'm kind of confused as to what we can and cannot do. on certain things, and I guess it's all about the interpretation of the law, of course, right? But we're the lawmakers. And I believe that I'm going to vote, definitely going to vote for this. But I feel like it does need further discussion, because I've talked to other Congress members, and some feel like they want detailed information on each project, and some feel like they don't need it because of the Supreme Court rulings. And I understand from being on that side, you know, don't tell us how to operate. And then I'm down here saying, well, what's the point of a three-branch government if there's no checks and balance? So the only thing I would recommend, maybe, Speaker, is that we just would change maybe the language in B. And then to me, C doesn't even make sense. So that's all I have for discussion. Anybody else on the committee? Go ahead, Assistant Chief.
I found myself agreeing with at least understanding fully some of the comments the Speaker made during her part of the discussion. While not intimately involved in the day-to-day operations for the CARES Act funds, I can tell you that there was a team of 20 people working on it every day. And while we all understand how our longstanding individual federal programs are set up, what their goals are, and what they're intended to serve, with the CARES Act money, we were faced with a brand new set of rules and a brand new pot of money. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because of a phrase that the Speaker used, which is getting down into the weeds. And that isn't always a negative. Sometimes that's a positive. But we were all the way down in the weeds, and decisions were changing daily because of what we understood, the legal opinions we got regarding proper expenditure of funds. All of those things came into play. When we would offer a benefit of some kind to people that required them to apply, we didn't know how much of that pot of money was going to go to Project X, Project Y, or Project Z until we got all of those applications. So it made it easy for us to move money from one bucket to another bucket, and which was constantly changing, a constant set of moving targets. So unless Congress comes up with some very creative way to do that, I do believe that Congress is going to be intimately involved in it, because it has a lot more moving parts and a lot more of an ability to change over the 3.5 years that this money's going to be expended. So it's not an attempt to dissuade. I'm just trying to say this was our experience. And now we have a brand new set of rules and an even larger amount of money, and probably a wider group of projects at the end of the day, because of the broadband, the water, sewer infrastructure portions of the bill. As a matter of housekeeping for Congressman Tillman, the money must be expended by December 31st, 2024. And I've also been informed that, yes, we have taken into consideration the ongoing operational costs as we continue to develop these different ideas that we that we're exploring going forward to find out if they're going to work or not. I was given one other fact that I thought was at least mildly interesting. There's a Cherokee election in 2 weeks. So.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. Speaker, when you comment, will you, isn't there a time that they could begin expending or expending the funds? Not that they have to be spent, but is it 60 days?
Yeah. And I'm not quite sure. I'd have to look that up, whether it's regarding the comment period. It could be because of that comment period. So there is a 60-day window right now that can't start spending it right now anyways, even though there's not a law setting in place within our own body that it can't be expended right now in that period. So I wanted to comment and say that I do plan on, I mean, you guys already have a motion on the floor and you're discussing the reporting, so I can take care of the General Order Day 2 amendment when we move forward. I guess that's probably it, that I'll clean that up.
Okay, and do you think this...
Madam Chair.
Hold on a sec, Jordan. Do you think that language would then cover those other pockets that we'll be receiving too, like we received, I think it was $8 million in childcare already, the HUD dollars and the other monies that are out there?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna have to, that's why I just, and then since we don't, aren't coming back until Wednesday, then that gives me time to work on any of that, because I have to look at specifically those pockets and what they're specifically under. So okay. I'm going to attempt to capture all of that.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Jordan.
I just wanted to address two questions that were raised. The interim final rule says on page 99, quote, "The interim final rule thus permits funds to be used to cover costs incurred beginning on March 3rd, 2021. And then the second one was, how long do you have to spend the funds? Starting page 97, quote, "In recognition of this, Treasury is interpreting the requirement in section 602 and section 603 that costs be incurred by December 31st, 2024 to require only that recipients have obligated the fiscal recovery funds by such date." And then on page 99, "As set forth in the award terms, the period of performance will run until December 31st, 2026, which will provide recipients a reasonable amount of time to complete projects funded with payments from the fiscal recovery funds."
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none. Clerk, will you do a roll call, please?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler, thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard.
Yes. Okay, thank you. So ONCA 21-49 will be sent to Congress with a due pass recommendation. The next item on our agenda is ONCA 20-50, an act to authorize and appropriate $100,000 to the Health Clinic Construction Fund and to appropriate $100,000 to the executive branch for economic impact expenses and to establish an alternate effective date. The speaker is, the sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Speaker Pratt, I'll give you the floor.
Okay, thank you. Well, 2150 was filed as trying to cover the basis in moving into this a special session because of the nature of how a special session works, the special session law, and the need for, when the language is specific and for, so therefore this was kind of an example, back to Congressman Keene's question, this would have been an example of something. So had we not chosen to just go there with 2149, then 2150 would be an example of how we would say, so right now, they have mentioned, that the PRT is a project that they are very much discussing, and in their opinion, that it is a go, that it is absolutely, it was the green light to move forward with such a project regarding the rescue plan dollars. So this was filed to cover that scenario if we were going that route in this special session. So that would be an example. So that's why it kind of said health clinic construction fund, so we'd be addressing the PRT. Therefore, I don't really know that there is a need for 2150 at this time. If anyone would like for me to have Mr. Gill back me up on that, but that's what I think. So if you all want to hear it, then let's hear it, and then you can report it with the intent to withdraw. Mr. Gill?
Committee, does anyone need to speak to Mr. Gill regarding this piece of legislation? If not, I guess we would have to report it out before Speaker can withdraw. So,
that was my reasoning.
Chairwoman.
Yes, go ahead, Congressman Walker.
Motion to report ONCA 2150 to Congress with no recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so I believe that's it. And the next item on our agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you, committee. Appreciate your time.
Committee reports.
Oh, yeah. Everybody check your emails. Thank you, Vice Chair.
Have a good day.